چل سے خالی زمین ہے، مظلوم کے مکان میں ظالم مکین ہے، دنیا ستم شہر ہے، مغلوب دین ہے، مولا ضرور آئیں گے مجھ کو یقین ہے، آئے گی کچھ کمی نہ میرے اعتبار میں،
مولا باپ پر دائے غیبت اٹھائیے، دو دن تو زندگی کے گزارو بہار میں، گھر ہو میری حیات میرے اختیار میں، صدیاں گزاروں گا تیرے انتظار میں۔
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله يدفع إن أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير، الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقول ربنا الله، ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع صلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا، ولينصرن الله من ينصره، إن الله لقوي عزيز.
Those who are fought against are permitted to fight because they have been wronged, and Allah, God is indeed able to help them. Those who were expelled from their homes unjustly, only because they said, God is our Lord, had not God repulsed the people from one another, ruin would have befallen the monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques in which God's name is mentioned greatly. God will surely help those who help Him. Indeed, God is all strong and almighty. Those who, if we granted power to them in the land, maintain the prayer, give zakat, and bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and with God rests the outcome of all matters.
So we would like to go with keep the momentum up, and I would like to request Brother Sagar Ali Bakhtiari to come up and take the mic, and please tell us a few words, please say a few words about the book's value. Brother Sagar Ali Bakhtiari.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, والصلاة والسلام على محمد مصطفى وآله طيبين طاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. Dear protesters, we are gathered here for the sole purpose is to let the world know when mankind is suffering, when mankind is being oppressed, when the mankind have been deprived of their privilege, the basic fundamental rights, when the humanity is suffering, while they are being expelled from their homeland, we are not here to declare or promote a one sect or one faction. We are here to represent and talk about the entire Islamic Ummah.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
The Muslim Ummah which knows that on the daily basis, not only in the past, but right now as we speak, the Muslim have been targeted and Muslim have been killed by the champion of the civil liberty, by those countries who are so-called the favorite and the leader of the civil society. Well, let me share this thing with you. The people of Palestine, about 5 decades ago, came under the attack, and where the Holy Land was captured by the Zionist regime. I was quite young at that time, but during the 1967 war, I knew that every Muslim in the world was overwhelmed by the news when the Holy Land, Jerusalem, came under the occupation of Zionists. Until that day and now, we have seen and we have heard so many atrocities. Now, we are raising our demand and we are challenging to the U.S. administration. We have given the right, we can say, and we had at the liberty to express ourselves. We are proud, peaceful Muslims, and we are demanding stop favoring the Zionist state, who is not only bringing the misery only on that part of the world, but the ripple effects are going farther away. Every oppressor in the world and every oppressor is accountable and going to be heard by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are accountable. And that's why, in the name of God we trust, we are asking this civil society and the country on which you take the pride that you have the civil liberty symbol, the Statue of Liberty, where anyone comes into this country, the very first thing they come to know that we have the Statue of Liberty. And what does that mean? Are we keeping that slogans or demands, or we are keeping those claims that this country is built on this liberty and the respect and the freedom? But how come this administration and the Congress and the Senate is overwhelmingly supporting the Zionist state? The millions and billions of dollars of the tax amount is going. Why? It's because they want to hold the footstep in the heart of the Muslim land and make them slave and make them suffer. Why? What is your justification? There are Jews and there are Christians and there are Muslims. They share the same holy land. That holy land is the cradle of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that holy land actually get the message to the mankind that you are at the free will to practice your religion and faith. But God's sake, you do not have the freedom to kill people in the name of liberty and freedom. Thank you very much.